Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university in Tacoma's historic North End, offering more than 50 undergraduate courses of study, as well as graduate programs in counseling, physical therapy, public health, and occupational therapy. Learn more about a Puget Sound education at pugetsound.edu.
And hello from Studio X at KNKX in downtown Seattle. I'm John Kessler with an exclusive studio session with Ruthie Foster, who's in town for a show tonight at the Triple Door. Ruthie Foster is a Texas-based singer-songwriter who seamlessly weaves together blues, soul, gospel, and even some reggae. And we play several of her tracks on KNKX on both jazz and blues programs. She's been nominated 3 times for Grammy Awards and is a multiple Blues Music Award winner. Her newest album, Healing Time, came out in 2022 amidst the pandemic, and luckily for us, she's back on tour. Today we'll be hearing Scotty Miller on piano, Larry Fulcher on bass, and Brandon Temple on drums, who each have very impressive recording and touring credits. Hopefully we'll learn a little more about those guys as well. So let's do this. Please join me and welcome to Studio X, Ruthie Foster.
Hi. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being here. We thought we'd start off with something called Soul Searching. Felt so right. Now I'm soul searching on how to keep you in my life. I felt it all was working. I was listening to my heart. Now I'm soul searching ever since we've been apart. Myself the same old questions and so many sleepless nights. How could we get it so wrong when so many things we've done right? Oh, if there was a stranger in the middle, I would do all that I can, yeah. But searching, oh.
Thank you.
This one's one of our favorites. Miss Mavis Staples gave me permission to record this one. She did this one with her family, the Staples Singers. They call it the Ghetto. It may be at the close of your day, from your front porch, you hear the sounds of a jukebox. Of a neighbor cafe, at noon you may hear neighbors fussing. Yeah, y'all. All right, now. From Ghetto, we're going to do the title of our latest CD. This one's called Healing Time. A lot of this CD was written by the band, so we're really, really proud of that. So, let's lay it on you. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Ruthie Foster live here at Studio X at KNKX. Also, Scotty Miller on piano, Larry Fulcher on bass, and Brandon Temple on drums. So thanks to each of you. Yeah. So I know you have to get over to the triple door, but we're just going to chat here for a few minutes and kind of get to know each other a little bit. Some of our audience members probably would be interested to know some things about you. So first, can you rave about your band a little bit?
Rave about my band?
Yeah, yes. Tell us a little bit how you found them, how they found you.
Yeah, well, Scotty and I, we've known each other since 2008. Mm-hmm. We were on the Bo Diddley tour together. And, you know, I saw him and I heard him play. And we used to just kind of hang out during the sound checks and figured out, we got to play together, man. And I asked him to join my band shortly after that. And we've been playing together since, right?
Yeah, we have. Thank you for that.
And Mr. Fulcher, Larry Fulcher back here on the bass, you know, he's, Larry's played with everybody. Taj Mahal, you can name whoever you want to right now. Here's your chance.
A lot of people have seen me with Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
But I've been able to record with Smokey Robinson, with the Crusaders.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson, toured with Bonnie Raitt. And a few other people. And a whole heap of reggae artists. Every reggae artist you can think of. Mighty Diamonds, Big Youth, The Wailers, wow. Third World.
All right. Well, that's great. See, that's why I wanted to know this.
Short list. Short list.
And Brannon Temple has a long list, too, of people that he's played with, for. You know, you've been riding those buses, trains, and planes.
And I'm here with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel very lucky. But yeah, go ahead and name your pedigree. Come on.
Oh, goodness. Come on, goodness gracious. Let's see. Over the years, I guess Sheena Easton, Eric Johnson, Jody Watley, Janet Jackson, Chaka Khan, Patrice Rushen. It's quite a list. The Chicks, Dixie Chicks.
There you go. There's a lot of Grammy.
Chris Smither.
Grammy going on here. A lot of Grammy going on here.
A lot
here.
Of love.
Yeah, very proud. They let me sing with them once in a while, too. I appreciate that.
She's one of the best singers, period.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So your latest release, Healing Time, you made and released it during the pandemic. Did it function in any way as actual healing time for you?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's what a lot of those songs are about on that particular album. I can say album, right? Record.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the band, we all wrote for this album during that time. The writing process started during the pandemic, and it just kind of went through as we all worked our way through it. So we feel blessed to be able to, you know, put this in front of people now.
Well, it has a very organic sound, and so, yeah, well done. It works.
Thank you.
So, and Ruthie, you've worked with a lot of different highly accomplished songwriters through the years. I know you yourself were a writer for Atlantic Records in New York. You've collaborated with writers like William Bell and Gary Nicholson. Is there one little thing you can tell us about successful songwriting? One little gem that you picked up along the way?
One little gem. I think it's just really about, you just have to keep writing. You know, they're not all going to be, and these guys know this too, they're not all going to be gems.
Yeah.
But if you just keep at it, it's really about that. And sometimes it's that one you're not really fond of that really everybody else gets. And you're trying to figure out why, but hey, you know, if it works. Yeah, it's just about, you know, writing other. Sometimes when I don't even have my own story, I can take someone else's story and do something with that, too. That's always kind of fun.
So did you have any mentors, or was the radio your mentor?
Radio was very much my mentor. I grew up in the 1900s. And when it was about... Someone's going, no, don't give the year, no. Back in shag carpet days. Yeah. When you could hear everything on the radio, as far as genres, you know, they were playing everything on the radio. So that list goes, that's a long list. But yeah, you know, my mentors were a lot of the people I was around, too. I grew up listening to and singing a lot of gospel music, blues music, country music, folk music, the Beatles, JT, James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, and as well as, you know, I'm really, really, I moved to write songs for great singers. So that's what I don't necessarily write for my own voice. I write for, you know, who would sing the heck out of this song.
Okay.
So that is a place I will go often.
Interesting. So like, yeah, it's as your muse partly. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that you just said that you grew up singing in the church, and it's, you can hear that with just about every note that you sing. I mean, that power, the gospel power is there. So, and something that I read that is kind of hard for me to, I'm just trying to figure it out, that you said that you were kind of shy as a child, and you were able to blend in singing with the choir until the day came that you were asked to sing a solo. And so I was wondering if that was like a moment for you.
Oh, you did your homework. Oh. Yeah, I always just wanted to blend in. I wanted to be the piano player. I was a piano player at 11 years old.
Yeah.
Along beside my uncle, and just wanted to just be in the midst of all of that sound. Mm. To me, it was just about being surrounded by all of these incredible voices and giving my part to that. That was important to me. But we had what they call Youth Sunday, when the young people would take over one Sunday out of the month. So some of y'all still go to church, might remember this. But yeah, and so someone had to do a solo that particular Sunday, and I held off, and finally it was my turn. You know, it's this rite of passage at mm-hmm. in my family to do a solo, and yeah, I picked the "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior" as my song. And I, you know, being shy and not wanting to sing, I started out really, really small and, you know, really quiet. But I could see my grandmother in the Amen corner. And, you know, she had the biggest hat. And I could see that hat move forward like she's trying to figure out, okay, who is this? Because I know they have a voice. And that's when I, you know, I gave it a few more decibels. Mm-hmm. And then I could see where she leaned back and did one of those. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that was a pivotal moment for me as a singer.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah. And so besides more touring, what else have we got in store? More recording, more writing?
Yeah, always writing. Yeah. Always trying to keep writing. We are in the middle of touring.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a show tonight, and I'm sure there's a show after that and after that. And but yeah, I have a new album that should be coming out later this year.
Ah, see.
Yeah, and wrote a lot of that in Nashville with a bunch of really fine songwriters there. So I'm looking forward to putting that out and let the people hear what's next.
Tell you, make sure to send that to me.
Okay, we can do that. Yeah.
I want to hear it first. So, well, thank you so much for your time. I know you have a busy day. These guys, they're just starting their day. They're just on their way to work now. So thank you again to Ruthie Foster and the band.